Welcome back to Pop Culture Podcast. My name is Spencer, and for those of you who are new or just don't know, this podcast is basically just an audio version of my videos over on YouTube, which you can find if you go over to YouTube and type in the search bar at The Film Punch. If for whatever reason you can't find me over there, you can also head over to my Instagram page, which is also at The Film Punch, and the link in the bio should take you where you need to go. Not only can you get the video version of what I talk about over here on the podcast over on the YouTube channel, but you can also get it earlier, so I highly recommend going over there and subscribing, not only for those reasons, but also this podcast will be ending on episode 200, which, you know, this is 190, so creeping up very soon, and all the content will be over on my channel going forward, so once again, highly recommend going over there and subscribing if you don't mind. As for this episode today, I have one review, and that is for the first episode of The Last of Us. It'll be a non-spoiler slash spoiler review, which means that the non-spoiler review will come first and the spoiler review will come second, and I will warn you when that spoiler review does come up, just in case you haven't watched that first episode. But that is the only review for today, so without further ado, let's thank the sponsor and get into it.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Alright, so the first episode of The Last of Us is available now on HBO Max, and this will be my non-spoiler slash spoiler review. Not sure if I'm going to be covering this week to week, because honestly, I wasn't even sure if I was going to, you know, cover this first episode or wait until the full season was out. But yeah, if I do end up covering it week to week, each review will be a spoiler review, except for this one, just to kind of give the people that haven't watched it a little inkling on how I feel about it. And I guess just the fact that I'm making a video about it should tell you that I very much like this first episode. I've watched it twice now. It's an hour and 25 minutes, and that hour and 25 minutes just blew by both times. I didn't feel the runtime whatsoever. It does have some slower moments in this first episode, but they feel very much needed in this crazy dark world full of just suspense and horror. I think this show has a lot of things that works really well for it, and very few things that I've noticed so far that don't work for it. In fact, I don't think I have any complaints at the moment, but again, it's just the first episode, so, you know, it's going to be tough to judge just one episode as a whole, but once the full season is out, I will make another non-spoiler slash spoiler review for the full season, and then kind of tell you what I thought about the season as a whole, and, you know, whether or not my love for this show continued throughout the episodes. But as for right now, I think this show is really great, really well done, really well casted as well. You have Pedro Pascal playing Joel Miller and Bella Ramsey as Ellie Williams. Pedro Pascal, some people might know, continue to play The Mandalorian. It's going to be a very big year for him on TV for sure. What else has he been in? He was in that second Wonder Woman film. I think he was in that show Narcos, correct me if I'm wrong. But he's been in a lot of really great stuff. And then Bella Ramsey, you know, most recently, Catherine Called Birdie, I think is what the movie is called on Amazon Prime. And then also Game of Thrones, which, you know, is the big show that everybody's thinking of when they think of this actress here. Also, just in this first episode, I'm going to mention a couple more people. We have Gabriel Luna as Tommy Miller, the brother to Joel Miller. We have Merle Dandridge, hopefully I'm saying that name right, as Marlene, leader of the Fireflies, which is, you know, a group that I won't get into in this non-spoiler review or the spoiler review because, you know, I don't really know much about them, to be completely honest. Then Anna Torv as Tess. And all five of these characters show up in the first episode and will be big characters going forward. I guess I'll give you the synopsis here. Joel and Ellie, a pair connected through the harshness of the world they live in, are forced to endure brutal circumstances and ruthless killers on a trek across post-pandemic America. I say the word pandemic, and obviously with everything that's gone on since 2020, you know, when people think of a pandemic, they think of COVID, of course. And in here, you know, if you've seen the trailer for this, if you know the game, like, you kind of know this is like a zombie type of thing. And immediately it's going to be compared to stuff like Walking Dead or World War Z. It's a fair comparison. It's a TV show about zombies, essentially, about an apocalyptic, post-apocalyptic world with these types of creatures. The thing I like about the zombies in here, at least so far, from the little bit that we've seen from them, is that they feel more like stunt performers rather than just extras, as they do in The Walking Dead. Walking Dead, you just have these slow-moving people that just kind of go, ah. But in here, they're literally like jumping over shit, almost decapitating themselves on a stool or whatever it might be. There's one scene in particular that, if you guys have watched this first episode where Joel's kind of like running through a diner, you'll know what I'm talking about. Zombies in here feel more like stunt performers, like I said, more than extras, which is, it just adds so much more to the horror of them. Because in Walking Dead, they're really not that scary to me, to be completely honest. The zombies, they're kind of goofy sometimes even. But in here, they are absolutely terrifying. And the way that they are physically is a little more, not physically as in the way they look, but in the way they move is a lot more, similar to World War Z and the way those zombies ran. So I thought that was really terrifying. Those types of zombies that run as opposed to slowly walking is a lot more scary to me. But there's different forms of zombies in here that we're going to see going forward. I'm not really going to get too deep with it because, again, it's not something I know a whole lot about. I played a little bit of the first game, but I don't have a whole lot of knowledge about it, which honestly, going forward, will make it better for me because I'll be surprised by more, I feel like. But yeah, I mean, I'm very excited to see where this show goes, going forward. Just in this first episode, there's really cool shots that they have in here where it almost feels like first person, or you're watching a cutscene. But when they're kind of doing those almost video game like shots, it never takes away from the narrative. In fact, I feel like it adds more to it. It makes you feel like you're in the scene. Like there's one shot in particular where, you're in the there's a character in the back seat, and then Joel and Tommy are in the front seat of this truck, and you got the camera on the back seat of the truck, almost like you're the character in the back seat, just like watching everything go on. And it's incredibly well done. I love the cinematography. It just alone, this first episode is fantastic. In fact, yeah, like I said, I don't think I have a single complaint about this first episode. I think everything was done right. So yeah, I definitely recommend watching this. In terms of a ranking, it's hard to rank something off of its first episode. So I would definitely give this a standard subscription just to start off, not a premium subscription. Premium subscription usually means I'd recommend buying the streaming service just to watch it. At this point, can I fully say that it's worth buying HBO Max, a subscription to HBO Max just to watch? Maybe not quite yet. Maybe after a couple more episodes, I can say yes or no to that. But as of right now, it is definitely worth the price of the subscription if you already have an HBO Max subscription. It's a no-brainer. Definitely watch it. But yeah, let me see here. I think that'll be all for my my non-spoiler notes. So if you haven't watched the first episode of The Last of Us, I highly recommend clicking off now because I'm about to get in some spoilers. So you have been warned. See you later. Yeah, by the way, for anybody sticking around for the spoilers, please do not post anything about spoilers in the comments. If you want to talk to me about spoilers, you can head over to my Instagram at The Film Punch and DM me there, and we can talk about spoilers all you want. If I see any spoilers in the comments, I will delete the comment. I don't want to do it, but I will do it if I have to. Going forward with these, reviews, if I do review these shows or episodes week to week, each review will be a fully spoiler review, so you can talk about spoilers in the comments as much as you want in those future videos, if I do them, which, let's be honest, I probably will. But yeah, in this episode, it starts off in 1968 with a TV interview with two scientists. One of them is talking about pandemics through viruses, very much what we're experiencing, what we have been experiencing since 2020. And the other one is talking about fungi and the way that it can control and adapt the brain and change things and kind of like make you hallucinate too and do things that you normally wouldn't do. And it's mostly in animals, but as the world starts to heat up, it's possible that it could spread to humans and affect them too. And it's such a terrifying concept, because it jumps to 2003, and then the show, the post-pandemic kind of era that we're living in is 2023, so the time we're living in now. So there's an element of oh, well, this is, the kind of history that we could have had. But no, this is a history that we still could potentially have. There's elements of it that, of course, probably wouldn't happen just because they're made up for the show or for the game or whatever it might be. But there's things in here that could be possible going forward with the way that the human race is going. So yeah, like I said, it jumps to 2003. You see his daughter Sarah, and I'm just gonna kind of summarize here because I'm trying to like record this quick because people are about to come home. But yeah, it's on Joel's birthday. She goes into town, fixes his watch, comes back home, gives him the present and all that. Throughout the day, there's like things in the background to kind of build suspense because something is coming. This apocalyptic thing is coming. So you see like SWAT cars and stuff in the background that they don't focus on too much, like news reports that you can hear that talk about it a little bit, but if you're not paying attention, you might miss it. And then there's, I don't know, that's the thing I love. There's so many details in here, like with the old lady. I'm sure a lot of people noticed that because that's one of the things that you really should have noticed. I mean, sure, it was blurred out, but with the old lady in the background, everybody noticed the way that she was just like tweaking. Yeah, that was terrifying. I love all the subtle details in the background, and especially when Joel and Tommy are like pulling away from the neighborhood, and you see the neighbor like trying to help the other person on the ground. Then the other neighbor who's infected comes over and just tackles them. Like, you only see it from a distance, so if you're not really paying attention, you'll miss it. But I just love stuff like that. This show does so many things like that right. Like I said, I have played a little bit of the game, just basically the beginning. I think I met the character of Bill at one point. So in terms of spoilers, I can't really give you any insight on the game. I'm gonna be reacting to a lot of this going along with a lot of people, and seeing things for the first time. So, I can't give too much insight on that. But what I can say is that from this first episode alone, there are moments that I remembered from the game that I completely forgot about, like the way they were in the truck, like that whole scene. Basically, like the whole perspective of, being in Sarah's perspective for the day. That's how the game starts, is you start by playing with Sarah. That sounds weird. You start, with the character of Sarah. You're playing as the character of Sarah, and then you go to Joel later on. But, you get the scenes in the truck and all that. You get to see the house on fire, just like in the show. The thing with the plane, I think, is different from what I've heard. That didn't happen. But the whole thing about, inevitably Sarah getting shot, which is just gut-wrenching, just, oh my God, so heartbreaking. Oh my God. Yeah, that is the hardest thing to watch, but that happened in the game too. That is like a key moment for the character of Joel, and it's not an easy moment to watch. I knew it was coming, but at the same time, like, I just kind of hoped that it wouldn't happen, even though I knew it would. It had to happen, but oof, it is gut-wrenching for sure. But yeah, what were the other things that happened? The whole scene of them outside of the containment zone or whatever with Ellie, where the spotlights are like shining through and you're trying to hide and like maneuver and all that. I remember that from the game as well. But other than that, I think that's pretty much it. That from what I remember at least. So if you really want a good in-depth breakdown, probably check out somebody like New Rock Stars. Really, like, there's a lot of channels doing breakdowns for it right now. Heavy Spoilers, I think, did one that was really good too. So definitely go check out those breakdowns. When it comes to the spoiler stuff for me, I'm basically gonna talk about the elements of the episode. And just, I don't know, give my insight on it, I guess. I'm not just gonna talk about it and say, like, basically just say what happened and not like give any of my opinions on what happened or any theories. That's kind of what I'm gonna give you going forward. And any theories as for right now, I think it's too early for me to currently have any theories as to what might happen. I mean, when it comes to the little trailer that they showed for like what's coming next, I kind of skipped out on that because I don't really like to know what's coming next, So, yeah, again, having not played enough of the game, I really don't know what's coming, and I like that aspect. I do know that Nick Offerman as Bill is going to show up. I do remember a little bit of Bill from the game. I won't say anything right now, even though, what I have to say about his character really isn't, I would say, a huge spoiler, but he's a cool character, and I like that Nick Offerman is playing him. So I think That is perfect casting as well. I'm very excited to see him. Storm Reed is going to show up, another actress that I very much liked. Not liked, but like. She's going to be showing up in Missing, which is a movie I might be watching this week. Stay tuned for my review for that. But yeah, I think that's pretty much all I kind of want to say about this first episode. I mean, it has a great intro, great music. I love the music that they actually took from the game itself. It's the kind of music I would listen to, honestly. I'm weird. I listen to, like, soundtrack kind of music like that. So, but yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot that I could go through about this episode. I could go beat by beat, but I don't really feel like I need to. As a first episode, I think there's just a lot of really great things that they set up. You know, the whole thing with Sarah dying is definitely the biggest thing from this episode to take away. And then, you know, how Ellie, at the very end of the episode, we realize that she is infected, but she's been infected for a while, so she might be the cure for the infection, who knows? You know, in the beginning, the scientist was saying that there is no cure, but who knows, maybe there is. Maybe he didn't know what he was talking about, but I just love that first scene with that scientist talking, how it just sets a tone for the show, where this host is, like, laughing along and trying to make jokes out of the situation, but the more this scientist continues to talk about this fungi and this infection, the more the tone shifts and he just like stops making jokes and he's just like, all right, well, we'll see you after the break, hopefully. I'm just like, God. But like things like that, I just love it narratively. It sets the tone, and something like that especially kind of reminded me of the show Chernobyl, just because of the time it took place in. I forget exactly when the Chernobyl disaster happened. But was it in the late 60s? I feel like it might have been. I don't know for sure. Correct me down in the comments below. But yeah, I think that's all I have to really say about it. I know there's so much more I could say, but again, if you want to talk any spoilers about this first episode with me, please go DM me on my Instagram at the Film Punch or at the Film Sensei. Either one works. DM me if you want to talk about that. But don't talk about any spoilers in the comments as of right now. Just because, you know, there's people probably watching this video that haven't seen the first episode. So be courteous. If you're not, I will delete your comment, and I don't want to do that. But yeah, what did you think of this first episode of The Last of Us? If you liked it or didn't like it, I would love to know down in the comments below. Again, no spoilers, but tell me if you liked it or didn't like it, or if you were in the middle even. I think a lot of people are going to say that they loved this first episode along with me. So yeah. Leave a like on the video, subscribe, hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload, and I will see you in the next one. Thank you all so much for listening. I very much appreciate it. Once again, I am on YouTube and Instagram at The Film Punch. Also have a separate Instagram account that I don't use as much. It's supposed to be more of like a personal account, just to post whatever I want, but I don't post there very often. It's called at The Film Sensei if you want to go follow me there as well. I said that in the review in case you didn't hear that. But I'm also on Facebook at The Film Punch. Which, you know, I don't really advertise as much because I only use it just to post when I have a new video out, and that's pretty much it. Like, I don't post anything extra there whatsoever. So yeah, I mean, you can go follow me there if you want. That way you know every time I post something, because I make a post about it. So yeah, go follow me any of those places. I would very much appreciate it. But overall, I would just highly recommend going over and subscribing to my YouTube channel, at The Film Punch, because that is where I'm trying to get most people over to as of right now. But yeah, episode 190. This podcast is ending very, very soon. So yeah, it's kind of somber, but at the same time, I'm kind of ready to move on from this chapter and move on to another one. Usually the end of the episode is when I just ramble about whatever I want to ramble about. At this particular moment, I don't really have anything I want to ramble about, so I'm just not going to. What I will say is, once again, for the last time, I appreciate you guys listening, and I will see you in the next one.